Capital One believes that everyone deserves easier access to their money whenever they need it, in a simple and secure way. With advancements in machine learning technology, online shopping is now a breeze with Capital One. Autofill payment fields and get assigned a virtual card number for more secure online purchases. Plus, machine learning is also constantly fighting fraud and alerts you of all suspicious activity on your account. See how Capital One is using machine learning for the future of banking at CapitalOne.com. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thursday night football. Supposed to be fun, right? A Thursday night, a lot of fun. Oh, no, not tonight. The Indianapolis Colts, they beat the Denver Broncos in Denver. The final score, 12-9. Russell Wilson, it sucked tonight. It was terrible. Everybody stumped. Or stunk. Russell Wilson, 2 interceptions. Matt Ryan, 2 INTs. Where are these two teams going? Nowhere. The dumpster. Awful. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. You know, after this football game tonight, I'm just saying to myself, well, damn, can we just get to the wild card games? On Friday, can we get to some Major League Baseball playoff action? Because the game tonight sucked. Let's be real. I'm going to break this down, and it's not going to take me a long time to do it. And by the way, if you want to talk to me, the number is, and the phone lines are open, that's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Indianapolis Colts, they might have won tonight. They are going nowhere. Matt Ryan is at the end of his career. This is someone who was underappreciated as the quarterback for the Falcons. As many years as he went out there, was able to play, was consistent. He's now a member of the Colts. He's a stopgap. The same way that, I don't know, the man with 8 million kids was and is a stopgap. That's Phil Rivers. The Indianapolis Colts have been on the road to absolutely nowhere the minute that Andrew Luck said, look, y'all, when I go to the bathroom and I pee, I'm bleeding. I'm not doing this anymore. The Colts are going nowhere. They need to get a hold of a new quarterback, a young quarterback. They are going, I'll say it again, nowhere. They scored 12 points tonight. And then meanwhile, on the other side of the football, man, in Denver, Russell Wilson, they just gave this man the bag. They gave this man all the money in the world. And it's not just his fault. So this is not a let's bury Russell Wilson, the team sucks. They got some work in front of them for the next couple of years. This year's a building situation. They have a head coach, Nathaniel Hackett, who would rather the kicker kick a field goal from the other side of the planet than give the ball to Russell Wilson in short yardage. We saw that against the Seattle Seahawks. And tonight, it ain't no too much better. Russell Wilson, he threw 2 interceptions. You know what? Why not? Let's talk about Russell Wilson for a minute. He threw an INT in the second half of the game earlier on. This is what that Russell Wilson INT sounded like. Here, go ahead. Take a listen. The first one.
Denver's been in third and long most of the night and unsuccessfully so. 8 times, 10 yards or longer on third down. The ball's thrown, and this is going to be intercepted inside the 5-yard line. Wilson was trying to throw the ball away as he's being hit and threw it right to a defender out of the 35 to 40. And that was just a really bad decision. Rodney Thomas on the interception.
Oh, that's a bad decision. It's a bad decision when a guy sitting upstairs can tell you, hey, man, you threw a pass and it sucked. That was courtesy of the Broncos radio network. And then later on in the game, with an opportunity to potentially actually put a touchdown on the board, Russell Wilson threw the ball to someone who was formerly the defensive player of the year. His name's Stephon Gilmore. Russell Wilson, you want to throw that ball? Throw the ball to your own teammate. But he didn't. Take a listen to this one.
Third and four. Wilson will work from the gun. Motion to the near side. Wilson takes the snap. Bobbles it. Retrieves it. He's going to fire to the end zone. And it's picked off. Intercepted by Stephon Gilmore. Unbelievable. Gilmore, the former defensive player of the year, with a massive play to get it back to Matt Ryan and the Colts.
Oh, Spiro Dedis getting all the money, courtesy of Westwood One. The fans in Denver had enough. The fans in Denver, they were trying to figure out why the hell they couldn't score a touchdown. It's field goal here, it's field goal. They were trying to figure out why we couldn't do more than score three. They were leaving. They were exiting the building. Al Michaels, he took time to let the viewing audience know, because you could see the stadium. Al Michaels said, listen, these folks here, they're leaving. He said this on Amazon.
They're leaving. The Broncos fans are bailing.
They've had enough.
It's 9-9. They're like, the heck with it. I'm out.
Yep.
I'm out of here.
Can you blame them? The Denver Broncos, after tonight's loss, they are 2-3. I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. Come on now. The AFC West is tough. It is. It's difficult. You expect the Chiefs to whoop ass. You don't know what the hell you're going to get out of the Chargers. You take a look at the Raiders. Oh, yeah, the Raiders, they have really sucked. They actually just won a football game against two. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Denver Broncos. How do you spin this tonight? How do you make giving Russell Wilson, hold on, let me check, hold on. How do you take giving Russell Wilson a 5-year deal, $245 million, $165 million guaranteed. How do you make that sound nice?
Mr. Unlimited.
Oh, I need a shower after he said that. Ugh. How do you make that cash sound nice? Sure, 5 games. Russell Wilson always has a positive spin, doesn't he? He's honest, but he has a positive spin. Well, let's start here. Let's listen to the positivity of Russell Wilson. This is real simple here. He says they need to be better.
I got to be better. I got to play better. This team, you know, this defense played their butts off tonight. We had some key good drives. We moved the ball, you know, in the red zone. We just didn't get to capitalize on some of them. There's some plays there here and there that we can capitalize on.
Okay, Russell. Okay. And what about certain plays? Like, did you guys hurt yourselves? Yes or no?
We were third and long again, too much. You know, that's always tough on offense, you know, and everything else when you're third and 15, third and 17, this and that. And at the end of the day, you know, throwing two interceptions can't happen.
Okay. And so what next? Are you guys going to suck forever? Or are you going to actually look like a decent football team. What about that, Russell?
I let the team down tonight. And the good thing is, one thing I know about myself is I'm going to respond. I don't know any other way. I always believe in myself, always believe in this team, believe in what we can do, believe what I can do.
Well, that's nice. Well, at the end of the game, you threw a pass to the wrong guy. Even Richard Sherman had to say, flashbacks. What about that play, Russell Wilson?
We had a good play call on. He went to Cortland there. Made a good play. I was ready to move around if I needed to. We came up with a big fourth and two earlier in the two drives before. So we went for it. We didn't want to end in a tie. We wanted to try to win the game. That was our mentality. I think coach made a good call. I think we got to find, I got to find a way to make a play.
Okay. All right, fine. Russell Wilson could be in a house. The house could be on fire. He could be on the top floor. Everything around, he could be burning to shreds.
When you hear what he has to say about adversity?
Do I want to hear what Russell Wilson has to say about adversity?
Yes.
Yeah, let's hear it. Go ahead.
When you play this game, the one thing that you're going to know is you're going to go through adversity. And adversity, you have a choice, And I'm always going to choose and understand that adversity is just temporary. You're going to overcome obstacles and battles.
Oh, write a book for me, Russell. Please, write a book. I need a book. I need Russell Wilson to write me a book so when I feel adversity that I can read it and go, what would Russell Wilson do? It's like Jesus, right? Don't they have wristbands? What would Jesus do?
The one thing that you're going to know is you're going to go through adversity.
Oh, no. Okay, Russell, I get it. What would Russell do? WWRD. What would Russell do? Tell me again, Russell, what would I do? What should I do? What's going to happen?
The one thing that you're going to know is you're going to go through adversity.
Oh, no. How many times? One time or two times? Just adversity, period?
In adversity, you have a choice,
I have a choice? Oh, I didn't know that. Damn. I know this. Y'all suck.
I understand that adversity is just temporary.
Oh, it's not temporary this year. Y'all gonna suck. Nathaniel Hackett sucks. The Broncos suck. Russell Wilson, he sucks. Get used to it. Pete Carroll, is he laughing at home? No. Pete Carroll's a nice guy. He's not laughing. Pete Carroll's in Seattle in his bed, and I don't know what the hell he wears to bed. He's probably having... He's not like me. Pete Carroll's not having a glass of Jack. He's watching football. He's preparing for his next game. He's not drinking Jack. I don't know what Pete Carroll does. Hey, Shep, what does Pete Carroll drink before he goes to bed? A protein shake? Probably.
Right.
Yeah, probably. He's looking. He's like, oh, yeah, y'all wanted to let Russell Wilson cook, huh? Russell Wilson cook. Well, what's he cooking? Nothing. Russell Wilson is cooking bologna sandwiches. Russell Wilson is cooking Kraft macaroni and cheese on, just dry. I don't know.
And battles.
Yeah, he's battling to cook that food. He's battling. It's terrible. There's no Russell Wilson cooking. It's terrible. Hey, Shep, do you remember Julia Childs?
Yes.
You do.
Good movie, by the way.
They made a movie about Julia Childs?
Yes.
About her food or her life?
No, her life. I mean, which represents, obviously, her gifted, expertise with food.
You think Russell Wilson is cooking like Julia Childs?
Listen, Meryl Streep ain't playing Russell Wilson anytime soon. That's what you're asking.
He's not.
No.
Name another cook. Who's another great cook that you like, Shep?
Well, Emeril Lagasse, he's the OG, in my opinion.
Oh, Emeril.
Yes, sir.
Is Russell cooking like him?
Russell is not cooking like anybody. I'm not saying you're not going here anyway, but I will say this.
Yes.
He is consistent. And you know what? We have seen athletes who have played not as crappy as Russell Wilson played on Thursday, totally shun the media afterwards.
So correct.
So he does deserve a little bit of credit. I'm curious what you have to say about Richard Sherman. Because Richard
Nothing.
Sherman, okay. Because Richard Sherman was trending tonight, big time.
Nothing. I'm not. He said that. He said what we all know. Like, oh, it's a flashback. Nothing. There's nothing to say. Look, I think the Broncos will be fine. Not this year. The Broncos will be what they are right now. Tonight, after this 12-9 loss to the Indianapolis Colts, the Denver Broncos have a record of 2-3. They will be average. They will be mediocre. They will straddle the line of 500 all season long. The Broncos fans left. They said, we ain't watching this. I'm leaving. They have amazing beer in Denver. The fans in Denver said, I'm leaving this crappy stadium. I'm going to get myself a drink. And I can't blame them. I hope they had one drink, two drinks, three drinks, four drinks. I hope they had a drink on my behalf, because it would have been better than watching the crap that we got from the Broncos tonight. Nathaniel Hackett has room to grow. The offense has room to grow. And Russell Wilson, in a new environment, in a new situation, with the Broncos no longer in Seattle, he, with his teammates, they have room to grow. If you're on social media, you might see this. The Denver Broncos, they got a mascot. You've probably seen him. He is a white horse. He's running around in a jersey. He's hanging out underneath and behind the goalpost. If you're on social media tonight, even the Denver Broncos mascot, at the end of the game, he was on his hands. He was on his knees. The Denver Broncos mascot was miserable on the floor, on the ground, pounding the ground at the end of the game. Get used to it. The Broncos will be 500 the rest of the damn way. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and get a couple calls in. Let's talk to Tony from Massachusetts. Hey, Tony, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, let me give JR his props, because I was all on these new movements around the league with all these quarterbacks. JR, you was right about that, West, man. Oh, man, I was listening to the game, man, and he sucked tonight. I don't even know what the heck people was watching. But Russell, can he get up to the podium and say, you know what, I suck tonight, and I really need to reevaluate how I'm playing? I threw up when he threw that interception, because I'm like Sherman, man. I'm a Seattle Seahawks fan, and I have flashbacks, man.
Oh,
same
wow.
Play, New England cornerback, ex-cornerback, another pickoff when we needed a touchdown. He did it again. I didn't even think it was possible, man. And the man absolutely sucked. How do you not? Yeah. Help me, man. Just help me out. Please.
I can't. I cannot. I don't. And listen, I'm not that dumb. And thank you, Tony, for calling from Massachusetts. I'm not that stupid to say I'm as good a quarterback as Russell Wilson. I'm not dumb enough to tell you that I'm a good wide receiver. I'm not dumb enough to sit here and tell you that I can coach a game like Nathaniel Hackett, even though so far early on in his tenure, he has sucked. There's still more season to go. There's still more opportunity for the Denver Broncos to improve, but let's be real. Where are the Broncos going this year? You taking them to the Super Bowl? Hell no. You putting them in the playoffs? Highly unlikely. Are they going to be at the top of their own division, the AFC West? Hell no. They'll be okay, like what we've seen so far. And early on, damn it, they haven't even been okay. The Denver Broncos have struggled to put the ball in the end zone against Seattle. 16 points. Against Houston, 16 points. against San Francisco. 11 points. Losing to the Raiders. The Raiders' first victory. They only scored 23 points. And tonight, oh my goodness, field goal, field goal, field goal. They could not score a touchdown. Yeah, let Russell Wilson cook. Bread, tea, a bologna sandwich. Let him pick up a meal at McDonald's. Russell Wilson ain't cooking nothing, and it's not all his fault. First year, new place, new team, new coach. Trash. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. And then, I'm sorry to say this, the team that actually won the game tonight, the Indianapolis Colts, they are going nowhere as well. We'll hear from Matt Ryan. I guess he has a reason to be excited. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. Your show is badass, and you always have a good quality bunch of callers. First of all, I'll tell you, man, I'm a big fan of yours, man. You kill it, man. You do great shows at night, man.
Hey, JR, how's it going? Just want to say I appreciate you. You're my late-night therapist, so I appreciate you. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, the marquee in the world of sports here in North America. Tonight, a craptacular game, a craptastic game. The Indianapolis Colts, they beat the Denver Broncos in the Mile High City. The final score, an oh-so-exciting 12-9. What did Matt Ryan do tonight? First-year quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, moving on from the Atlanta Falcons. What did he do tonight? Two interceptions. What did Russell Wilson do tonight? Oh, yeah, let's let Russell Wilson cook. What did he do tonight? Two interceptions. This game sucked, and we know it did. But the Colts, they walked away with a victory. The Broncos, they walk away with another low-scoring game. And despite all of this, the Colts, who, God bless them, they'll move on. They're going to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars in the next game. The Jags, they've shown a little bit more life than you would typically expect. Trevor Lawrence actually has a head coach who knows a damn thing about coaching in the NFL, playing in the NFL, winning a Super Bowl in the NFL. His name is Doug Peterson. They should show a little bit of life against these Colts. So it's not going to be a cakewalk. It is not going to be easy. And so tonight after the victory, even though Matt Ryan threw two INTs, their head coach, the Colts, Frank Reich, he says, I love Matt Ryan. I love what Matt Ryan is doing at the end of games.
I wish you guys could have seen him up close. I love this guy in the fourth quarter. The look in his eyes, the short conversations that we have, the determination, I just feel like we're going to go down the field and score. I mean, I really do. He's going to make it work. So a credit to Matt. I mean, you see all these things that have been said about him. What he does in the fourth quarter is impressive.
Where the hell is Frank Reich, man? Did Frank Reich watch some of these games of the Falcons over the past few years? And no, it's not been all Matt Ryan's fault. I think Matt Ryan, unfortunately, has been underappreciated here in Atlanta, Georgia. But having said that, what the hell has Frank Reich been watching? Where's Matt Ryan leading them? Nowhere. Matt Ryan is collecting a paycheck, and God bless him. There's somebody listening to me right now collecting a paycheck for doing nothing. That's Matt Ryan. Get your money. You ain't doing a damn thing. You're not going anywhere, and good for him. Russell Wilson, kind of a similar situation this year, although he is younger. Russell Wilson is supposed to be a little bit more, athletic. Supposed to move around a little bit more, right? Yeah, get some yards on the ground. Supposed to cook. He ain't cooking nothing.
Mr.
He's cooking.
Unlimited.
No, he's unlimited. He is unlimited in what he can cook. He is serving up bologna sandwiches to everybody who shows up. Terrible. 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 Will is calling up from West Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Big fan of the show. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
You know, the Broncos, in my opinion, as Denny Green would say, they are who we thought they were. My question to you is, Russell Wilson, who we thought he was?
Oh.
Is Russell, in my opinion, Russell Wilson was a very good quarterback that had Marshawn Lynch behind him, and he had one of the best defenses in NFL history on the other side of him. So, was Russell Wilson ever truly great?
Wow. I don't know if great was the word. If I have to think about great quarterbacks that we have seen over the last 20 years, there is really no doubt about who and what greatness is. Drew Brees was great. Peyton Manning was great. Tom Brady was and still is great. And we can plug in a few more names. I'm sure I'm missing somebody there. But we know what greatness is. Russell Wilson is very and was very good. Is he great? I don't know if I'd slap that label on him based on what we've seen, not just in this season, but in the past. We've seen him be very good. We've seen him be durable. We've seen him be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Great? I don't know if I would have ever slapped that label on him. I'll put it to you this way. Shep asked me this question a few weeks ago. It was about Eli Manning. I believe Eli Manning, based on the career that he's had, the success that he's had, the winning that he's done, I look at Eli Manning and I say, oh, this might round or might be counter to some. I think Eli Manning can go into the Hall of Fame. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm just going to shrug my shoulders either way. When I look at Russell Wilson, I think he's had a very, very good career. He has a good amount of career left in front of him. He can add and tack on to his career and his legacy. But great, when I think of greatness, I'm not automatically slapping that tag onto Russell Wilson, and that's before he even put on one of these orange jerseys for the Denver Broncos.
Does he have the – when you were talking about Brees and Brady, I mean, is he even great in the sense that like a Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen?
No, I wouldn't put him in that space, and especially at this point of his career. I mean, the guys that you just named, they are known for being able to run all over the field. They are known for being able to disrupt defenses. They're keeping them honest. You don't know if they're going to run. You don't know if they're going to throw. Russell Wilson ain't running over anybody. He's not running around anybody. He's not doing any of that. I wouldn't put him in the same space. And thank you, Will, for calling from West Virginia. Russell Wilson is still, I believe, in the top 15 of quarterbacks in the NFL. But if we have to start naming names, he ain't in the top 5. He's probably not in the top 8. He's probably not in the top 10. He's probably right there in that range, 10 to 15. He's good. He's very good. He ain't great. Let's put that one to bed. 855-212-4CBS. Matt is calling from Seattle. I think he might know a thing or two about Russell. You are on CBS Sports Radio.
Excuse me. Oh, my gosh, we dodged a bullet. So I will say that Russell Wilson at times in his career has been great. There was a season where he led the NFL in passing touchdowns. You know what I mean? You're not leading the NFL in passing touchdowns if you're not great. But he's always had, you know, Pete Carroll and that philosophy in Seattle that was designed to win games despite the quarterback, not because of the quarterback. And I think that's where the real philosophy between Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll broke down, because Pete understood what was effective for him, and Russell Wilson wanted to be the centerpiece, wanted to be the one calling the shots, being the center of that offense. And that's just not what Pete Carroll's ever done. He's just been a defensive-focused, ball-control coach his whole career, and Russell Wilson just couldn't accept that. And now, you know, he gets this opportunity to go to Denver and be the focal point of the offense, and I'm sorry, I...
Oh, damn. That's very devious.
So I just want to finish. This is not the first time that, you know, we've seen a really bad performance from Russell Wilson offensively. In Seattle, we're very familiar with some real turds that he laid when he was here. And I just want to call attention to the Cardinals game in 2016 that finished in a 6-6 tie thanks to the awesome offensive performance and leadership of one Russell Wilson. So when I was watching the game tonight, I couldn't help but think of that game and just realize that, you know, there's Russell Wilson can be special, but, you know, you can also get this from Russell Wilson. And that's all I got.
Well, Matt, quick question for you. You're okay. not the joker, are you? I mean, your laugh is pretty devious.
Well, I feel like we got away with the crime with the trade with Denver.
You okay? You okay, Matt?
Oh, no, I'm not okay. I was actually triggered by Richard Sherman tonight when he just kept saying run the ball, because I was there and I remember saying that exact same thing over and over. And so I got a little triggered tonight by that.
Oh, it sounds like you are very triggered, Matt. Thank you for calling up from Seattle. Let's hear that laugh. I didn't even have to ask him to cue up the laughter. He was on it already. Is that what my friends in Seattle are doing? Yeah. Oh, my friends in Seattle, I know it's October. Halloween is around the corner. They're probably selling the candy? Yeah, they're selling candy. They're laughing. Yeah. Yeah, Matt, that's a creepy dude. I hope everybody in Seattle isn't like him. I don't think they are. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Monday Night Football. Or it's not Monday. I'm confused. Why? Because the game sucked anyway. It's Thursday Night Football. The Colts, they win 12-9. I might as well get ready for Major League Baseball. The playoffs are coming. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. More of your phone calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I even got my wife into listening to you, man. You know, like when I come home at night, she already have you on, like walking the house. I'm getting out the car, and you know, and then I'm walking in the house, and I'm still hearing you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, congratulations to your wife. She's doing a great thing for you. The holidays are coming up. Damn it, how do we get there? I fast forward to the holidays already? I guess so. It's October. Listen, you can walk into your local drugstore. I don't know what it is. Is it Walgreens? Is it CVS? I don't know if Rite Aid still exists. Whatever your local drugstore is, you can walk in that place. The day after Halloween, the Halloween candy will be on sale and they will be selling you everything for Christmas. And so if your wife is hooking you up with the JR Sport Brief Show every night when you walk in the door, damn it, you better hook up for the holidays. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS tonight. We ain't get hooked up by the NFL. The NFL fed us garbage, trash. It fed us nonsense. Tonight, the Indianapolis Colts beat the Denver Broncos. The final score was 12-9. You can do math, right? You can. Intervals of three. 3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3. A lot of threes, a lot of field goals, and a lot of interceptions. Four of those suckers. The game sucked. Me? I don't suck, but I'm going to have to leave here soon. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up the phone lines, and I'm going to talk to you before I get out of here. Let's try to get on as many calls as possible. Let's see what caller doesn't understand the concept of get to the point. Let's try to get other callers on. Let's try this guy. His name is Tony from Toronto. Let's see if he takes a million minutes and seconds to get to his point. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, talking about Wilson tonight, do you see a correlation between these athletes in all sports that seem to be whiners and put themselves ahead of the team, say they want to move on and because, you know, they're limited where they are? I haven't seen one that left and went to a new club succeed and contribute to the team. I think there lies the problem, that these athletes think that they're bigger than the team.
Okay. Thank you, Tony, for calling from Toronto. No, I don't think, as much as Russell Wilson sounds like someone who is programmed out of a computer, I don't think he feels he is bigger than the team. I don't think he felt bigger than the team in Seattle. I feel that he wanted a bigger and larger role in Seattle, and he did not get it. I don't think that was indicative of him wanting a larger role, or thinking, excuse me, more precisely, that he wanted to be bigger than the squad. I don't think that's Russell Wilson. No. Eric is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, okay. I'll tell you who the MVP of tonight is. Marco Belletti. Marco Belletti, your sports update man, because you reminded us there's baseball tomorrow, and that football game wasn't worth discussing. You're like being a dental surgeon who opens a nerve and rubs an ice cube on it. You're absolutely just drumming this thing into the ground, for God's sake. We need to just forget it and put it behind us. Enough already with this football game. It was the worst game I can remember since the Bears against the Packers in 1961. They had a crap game, and I remember because I was four and I was eating Play-Doh. I would rather eat Play-Doh than watch that game that was tonight. Thank God I lost my daughter's code for Amazon, so I didn't have to watch that game. I listened to it on the radio here on CBS Sports, and all I can say is baseball tomorrow. And, yeah, hey, Boston fans, Padres are in. Padres are playing tomorrow against the Mets. Yeah, they'll probably lose two straight. But the Padres are playing baseball tomorrow. And I don't want to think about this football game anymore.
All right. Thank you, Eric, for calling from San Diego. It sounds like he graduated from eating Play-Doh to eating lead. 855-212-4CBS. Zach is calling from Eugene, Oregon. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. A few months back, you posted a question to your listeners, and you asked who had the most to prove this season. I stated it was Russell Wilson with everything that's happening. You disagreed with me. I want to know if you asked that question today, if your stance on who has the most to prove, if that's changed at all.
No, it hasn't. Not at all. Not a damn bit, no.
You still don't think Russell Wilson has anything to prove this season?
No, the answer is the most. You just posed me a question. You asked me something totally different. Do I feel he has the most to prove? No, not at all. Do I think that's changed 5 games into the season? No, not at all.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Zach, for calling from Eugene, Oregon. Albert is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, I want to talk about the last play of the game. Why would you call a pass when you can get a first down with a run, or you can score the touchdown with a run? I just don't understand. If you run the ball and get the first down, you got four more downs to decide what to do. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Albert. Well, you got to ask Nathaniel Hackett that. This man has been had, well, he has been had, this terrible English. He has had his ass whooped for his play calling decisions since game one. Is it? He saw a pass, he saw an opportunity, and can we blame Russell Wilson for throwing it to the other guy? Do we got to blame him there? Oh, I don't know. Brian is calling from Alaska. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I called you last year, and we talked about the top six in the NFC. You told me Arizona was surefire, and I said, no, you know, I think they're about to be done for. I would like a maybe, okay, maybe. But, here, Bugs.
Oh, shut up. Dirty ass mouth. Get out of here. Daniel from Athens, you get the last word.
But she's still doing it, man.
Yeah. Don't
have to say well, Daniel sounds like he's having a conversation with somebody else. I don't know what the hell happened with these last two calls, but they should get together and start a fire. I don't know what the hell they're doing. No, I don't know what they're doing, Shep. Emeril Lagasse, the guy is in the car. What is he doing with that other guy in the car? I don't know. It's none of my business.
I'm with you. I plead the fifth.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're discussing dinner plans. I don't know what they're doing. None of my business. They can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if they missed it. Hey, Shep, thank you again for an amazing night.
My pleasure. Thank you, JR.
We got a full slate tomorrow. Major League Baseball wild card action. It starts early. If you happen to be on the East Coast, these games, they're going to start middle of the day around noon to 1. If you're on the West Coast, you can wake up and watch baseball. It's baseball all day long, wild card action. We got you covered tomorrow. And then we'll also get you ready for the other NFL games this upcoming weekend. I can tell you this much. They probably will not suck like what we just witnessed between the Colts and the Broncos. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's time for me to go. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. But right now, do not move because Amy Lawrence, she is coming up next. Thank you, Shep.
Capital One believes that everyone deserves easier access to their money whenever they need it in a simple and secure way. With advancements in machine learning technology, online shopping is now a breeze with Capital One. Autofill payment fields and get assigned a virtual card number for more secure online purchases. Plus, machine learning is also constantly fighting fraud and alerts you of all suspicious activity on your account. See how Capital One is using machine learning for the future of banking at CapitalOne.com. Capital One, what's in your wallet?